fellow Freedom fans. You're listening to Preservative Talk Radio, brought to you by Freedom Ministries, where we confront the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. Find out more at PreservativeTalkRadio.com. Hey, we are here back live again, and this is not pre-recorded. So if I ever use this for pre-recorded, I'm going to actually have to cut out this line. But you've heard over and over again. I think I repeat it. They played a show I did last Thursday, or last Friday night, I guess. Played it again today because it was a hoot. It was a great time. The number here is 888. I want you to write this down. You know what I need to do? Let me tell you. Then I'll tell you what the number is, and I'll tell you what I need to do. It's 888. Lots of eights. Remember the eights. 888-248. That's binary code. 1-2-4-8-16-32, etc. 888-248-2046. And as we go through time, I think eventually people will be probably a little more apt to give us a call. Maybe I'll slow down and give you a chance to jump in there. I encourage you to do it. What do you think? What do you think your neighbors think? And what's going to matter over time? Tennessee has got a little time on their hands compared to something that's happening in New York. So today I'm going to talk about something that's in the news. It's very important. It's going to come up over and over and over again in the near future. I'll try to not spend all of my time on it. But it's very, very, very important. We're at a key juncture in history, global history, American history, again, Tennessee history. But one thing I learned in a very short time, that the people of Tennessee, for the most part, I mean, compared to other places that I've been, other places I've lived, and some of the people I meet, when they talk about the Bible Belt and kind of your classic American moral perspective, it seems that it was very easy to meet a lot of people with that bent as I was traveling through Tennessee and the Chattanooga, Dayton County, Hamilton County. Did I say Dayton County? Ray County, I'm sorry. Ray County, Hamilton County, over the last week. Quite impressed with that. Again, what's the phone number? What did I say the phone number was? 888-248. Then what? That's right, 2046. Good job. In the news, something's happening in New York. I found several articles. I chose to pull the one from the New American at newamerican.com. Gun owners refuse to register under New York law. A little quandary here. What should they do? We know what to do with a drunken sailor. You stuff him in a scupper with a hose pipe on him. You know, we know what to do with a drunken sailor. But what do you do about gun registration? I have a friend. He, for many years, was a youth pastor. We started doing youth ministry together under our youth pastor in 1987. And we've just been, since then, best friends, side by side. It's been a wonderful thing. Of course, he's probably got better friends. He probably considers his brothers his better friends, I'm absolutely sure. But other than family, I'd say, you know, the next best thing close to family. He said years ago, and I was definitely in the time of my life where it was cross every T, dot every I, volunteer tax assistant, you know, I mean, I was in the Navy. I memorized tactics out of the publications. So I was real big into just memorizing and covering, slashing every T and dotting every I, figuratively. And my friend, who later became the youth pastor, said, man, I'm not going to register my guns. If they ever ask me to register my guns, I'm not going to do it. I thought, that sounds so rebellious. How offensive. It is so rebellious. And of course, it tweaked my head kind of shifted on my little neck pivot there. What? 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 How could you do that? What do you mean? You know, you got to submit to every ordinance of men, all the lawful authorities, etc. Those were the days. Oh, those were the days. With much knowledge comes much sorrow, they say. So I kind of set that in my mind. I kind of put it aside, and I thought, what is that? You know, we sing the patriotic songs, even in Sunday morning at 4th of July kind of stuff. Memorial Day. We sing the song. So that, you know, I mean, think about it, you know, about the guys that threw tea in the Boston Harbor, which was unlawful. There was a different remedy, I guess. But I'm sure somebody will call and argue with that. But and that's not the point. That's a rabbit chase. Is I thought, what's really the right thing or the wrong thing to do? And how can we, in one hand, sing patriotic songs, and then on the other hand, be thinking about, oh, you've got to obey every law that happens, even if it sounds like it goes contrary to those things that founded the country. So how do you think about those things? And what is the basis? You can't just say what you feel. That's one thing we don't do here. We're going to say what we feel, but we have to get to something substantive. How are we going to figure this out? Well, I've got some things that will connect some dots today. Some profound things that maybe you've never heard, but then again, when you hear it, you can say to yourself, self, that sounds so true. And I'm pausing there. We actually have a printer next to my microphone. And so the printer started doing its thing, so I just kind of choked the printer. Kind of reminds me of some things I saw in a Bugs Bunny cartoon. But either way, so here we go back to this article. Gun owners refuse to register under New York law. After Democrats in New York rammed a sweeping assault on the right to keep and bear arms through the legislature that failed to exempt police officers from the draconian restrictions, gun owners and even some lawmakers are planning what has been dubbed potentially the largest act of civil disobedience in state history. According to news reports, gun rights activists are urging everyone to defy far-left Governor Andrew Cuomo's new registration mandate while daring authorities to come and take it. That's in quotes. I wonder if the police officers, it says it through the legislature failed to exempt police officers from this draconian restriction, they say. Well, is it possible that the police officers might ignore it? Is it possible? Would it be unlawful for the police officer to ignore the restriction? That's the question. I have a number here, 888-248-2046, 888-248-2046. And you say to yourself, self, on the other hand, what would happen when it comes to me? Now you say, well, it's far away in New York. You know, they have neat statues up there. They got interesting accents. Lots of stereotypes. They have great TV shows. But what does that have to do with me here in Tennessee? I'm so down. Hey, I don't know. If somebody, too, give me a call. 248-2046. It's 888-248-2046. I can't remember the guy's name that used to sing that. He sang the... It's like physical dementia here. It's the guy that did the I'm the black sheep of the family. I know I'm changing the subject here, but I just hit me, and I want to do it while I still remember it. See the short-term memory loss here. If you've ever seen him in concert, and I can't think of his name. It's just, it left me. When I drove into Hamilton County last Wednesday, that song started, I'm So Down in Tennessee. It was something I used to play my guitar, and my wife would sing. We used to sing. We thought it was kind of cool. But the guy who sings it, if you ever see him in live, his head sweeps when he sings. So I know when they recorded him in the studio, he had to have like four microphones surrounding him or something. Because he'd be like, I'm the black sheep of the family. Okay, a little Strange interlude, a weird interlude there. Let's get back to this article. After Democrats in New York rammed a sweeping assault on the right to keep and bear arms through the legislature that failed to exempt police officers from the draconian restrictions, gun owners and even some lawmakers are planning what has been dubbed potentially the largest act of civil disobedience in state history. According to news reports, gun rights activists are urging everyone to defy far-left Governor Andrew Cuomo's new registration mandate while daring authorities to come and take it. And again, why I said this, it's coming to a state near you, Tennessee. And I would be talking to Georgia, too, because I was driving around and actually many miles away was hearing the broadcast yesterday when I was driving out of town. Analysts say the legislation passed in a frenzy last week in the wake of Newtown shooting represents the most brazen infringement on the right to keep and bear arms anywhere in the nation. Among other points, the so-called SAFE Act, it's always just contradictory. It's just amazing how they come out with a bill name, and it just actually goes contrary to what it says it is. It's a strange thing. So the so-called SAFE Act seeks to limit magazines to just 7 bullets. There's the thought. 7 bullets. Why 7 bullets? Is it lucky number 7? Is it wrong to have 16? Is it wrong to have 50? What did a Tommy gun have? They used to have the straight magazine that they had for like the World War II guys and stuff. And then they had, I don't know if it was a police version or what. Actually, I know somebody's got one of those things, and they used to have the handle up front and the round canister. How many bullets did that have? What is good? At what point is it a right thing to have a certain number of bullets and a wrong thing to have another number of bullets? What is the purpose of having large magazines? The number here is 888-248-2046. Require all these things. Okay, the SAFE Act seeks to limit magazines to just 7 bullets, and it requires virtually all the estimated 1 million, listen to this, semi-automatic rifles. There's very few non-semi-automatic rifles. I mean, the single shot thing, you do the bolt action, yeah, they've got them out there. All semi-automatic rifles. And for those of you who don't know, a semi-automatic rifle would be a rifle that you shoot the bullet, and then it automatically takes the round that's in the magazine and puts it up into the chamber so you can shoot another one, and it shoots the old shell out. But it's not like a machine gun, like brrr, you hold the button down, it just starts working. It basically, you shoot the bullet shifts to the next one, and you pull the trigger again to shoot the next one. So it's basically it's sort of like if you've ever done paintball, there's some that are fully automatic and it just goes crazy, and then some you actually have to pull the trigger. That's what semi-automatic is, you pull the trigger. Okay, 1 million semi-automatic rifles in the state to be registered with authorities. Now that's, okay, this is, we're going to come back, we got to take a break. That's the toad in the pot of water syndrome there. It's control by degree. So register all semi-automatic rifles in the state to be registered with authorities. Mandate reporting of patients who express indications they may have thoughts of hurting about themselves or others by doctors. Well, okay, this sort of makes sense. But we're going to come back. Number here is 888-248-2046. Encourage you to go to preservativetalkradio.com. Hey, we're going to be right back with this Copperhead Radio, 1240 AM.